Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Lance Pry. This morning, SpaceX Starship launch from South Texas has been scrubbed. Reports are engineers could not troubleshoot a pressurization issue with the massive Super Heavy booster in time. It was SpaceX's first attempt to launch its Starship rocket after years of testing. They'll try again in a couple days. A Delaware judge delayed the start of a trial on a voting machine company's defamation claims against Fox News. The announcement was made as the network is looking for a possible way to settle the case. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis said last night he was delaying the start of the trial by one day, moving it to tomorrow. He didn't explain the reasons for the move. Congress returns to Washington this week with one item on the agenda, the infamous debt ceiling.
Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. The most conservative House Republicans keep insisting that they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling without deep spending cuts. President Biden has insisted on a so-called clean bill that would only raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without addressing any spending issues. I'm Skip Kelly.
A mass shooting at a teenager's birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, Saturday night left at least four people dead and many injured. Dadeville is about an hour's drive northeast from Montgomery. A spokesman for the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency.
There were four lives, not fatalities, lives. There were four lives tragically lost in this incident. And there's been a multitude of injuries.
Top diplomats from the Group of Seven Democracies are vowing a tougher stance on China's increasing threats to Taiwan and on North Korea's unchecked tests of long-range missiles. The group is meeting in Japan as Russia's war in Ukraine is dominating most of the discussions today. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Kansas City Police Chief Stacy Graves said last night the police department is working to make sure the investigation of the shooting of a teenager moves as quickly as it can so it can present the case to the Clay County prosecutor. Kansas City Police are investigating a 16-year-old boy who family members have identified online as Ralph Yarl. He was hospitalized last week after being shot while trying to pick up his younger twin brothers. Police said he went to the wrong house and was shot at the house. President Biden says the nation is once again grieving after two mass shootings over the weekend.
In a statement Sunday, he called gun violence outrageous and unacceptable while slamming Republican lawmakers for not acting on the issue. A shooting at a teen's birthday party in Alabama left at least four dead and more than a dozen people injured on Saturday night. Two more people were killed and at least four more injured following a shooting at a park in Kentucky Saturday as well. I'm Skip Kelly.
The movie adaptation of a popular iconic video game crushes the competition again.
The Super Mario Brothers movie scored with $87 million in its second weekend in theaters, but that's just the start of the big numbers, grossing more than $347 million domestically and topping $675 million globally. The Pope's Exorcist was a distant second with $9 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Year-round football in America continues as the USFL launched its season over the weekend. Defending champs Birmingham Stallions won their game 27-10 over New Jersey. Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
And it's after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. It's also great to have Mary Eberstadt with us. Mary holds the Panula Chair in Christian Culture at the Catholic Information Center in Washington, D.C. She's a senior research fellow at the Faith and Reason Institute, an essayist, novelist, and author of several influential books. In fact, the first one, which this happens to be a revisited follow-up, Adam and Eve After the Pill, she joins us now. Mary, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, I've been looking forward to this conversation as you continue your groundbreaking examination of the legacy of the sexual revolution with Adam and Eve After the Pill Revisited, the follow-up to your 2012 book.
Yes, thank you. Well, let me explain to listeners what the relationship is between these books. So in 2012, I was examining the sexual revolution in what I called a microscopic way. What had it done to individual men, women, children, etc. And in this new book, I've widened the lens to look at what the results are for society, politics, and the church. So we are talking now about the widest possible examination of how the 1960s changed our world and is still changing these three wide areas.
Well, it's interesting because when you talk about how it affected society, society was well warned. There were many voices coming from the Catholic Church cautioning the slippery slide of the pill, and society did not want to heed the warning. In fact, resisted it even after the Pope himself came out and said that he was not going to endorse the pill to be utilized for birth control amongst the Catholic Church, right?
Yes, that's right. And in the papal encyclical Humanae Vitae, several predictions were made, this is back in 68, of what the world would look like if the sexual revolution took hold, if contraception were widely embraced. And those predictions have come true. The Church predicted, for example, that there would be more trouble between the sexes. Mm-hmm. It predicted that there would be a rise in infidelity. This is before all of the data came in about the increases in divorce and single-parent homes, for example. And the Church also predicted that these technologies would be used coercively by government. That also came true. So the fact that there was a lot of denial about it didn't mean that the evidence wasn't coming in. The evidence has been piling up ever since. And I think, Bill, we are seeing it, for example, in the rise in loneliness in our society. Because what did the pill do? It reduced the number of people in other people's lives. And that's just one example of the kind of data that are in the new book.
Exactly. Well, So society decided to stubbornly, you know, do as they darn well pleased, and here we are. The empirical evidence is looking at us squarely in the face right now, and it doesn't seem that society is much interested in putting that genie back in the bottle.
No, that's what they always say. There's no going back to the 1950s. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. And at the same time, Bill, I think there's a widespread sense, not only among Catholics, but among Americans, that something has really run amok.
Mm-hmm.
We have illegal drug use is at record levels. We have deaths of despair. We have a life expectancy that's falling for the first time in American history. So there's something going on, and in pointing to the sexual revolution and the way it's subtracted people out of other people's lives, I'm trying to get at a root cause of some of the misery out there that is not widely discussed and needs to be.
Yeah, and there's something, you know, and I was talking with another expert regarding, you know, the whole sexual expression. In the Book of Solomon, the refrain is, "Do not wake up love before it's time." And that haunts me, because I believe this is what, in part, what we're dealing. We did not heed the warning in the Song of Solomon. It's there quite clearly, because there is just something so powerful about our sex and the expression of our sexuality that it more than leaves us vulnerable, you know, to be captured by evil and to do something that it's just so powerful, and it overwhelms us. I mean, to the point that we get warnings, you know, from the Pope and other religious leaders about the pill, but we say, no, we want to have it our way anyway. It's disheartening, Mary, to think about the consequences that we're here today and what we're passing on to the, as a legacy to the next generation.
Yes, I think in a nutshell, Bill, what's happened is that we have sacrificed long-term flourishing for short-term pleasure. And by the time one gets to the end of life, this does not look pretty at all. Again, this is what the loneliness explosion is all about. But you don't even have to be a lonely elderly person to see that there is a great deal of disconnection out there. People don't feel like other people have their backs. And it's because of what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't mean to, but since the 1960s, the family has been shrunk. The family has been, in some cases, shattered and disbanded. And this is a primal social organization, the human family. So we should expect to see important negative consequences from disrupting it. And that is what we're seeing. And that's what the book is about.
Well, what comes to mind is something that has been recurring in several interviews today, Mary. And that is that, we're warned in the book of Matthew that as iniquity increases, that the hearts of many would grow cold. And this is what I am seeing. I'm seeing more and more a rather callous and cold society that has been given place these days.
I couldn't agree more with that. And I also think that part of the reason for that callousness is that we've stopped having babies in many cases. The West is graying. The West is not reproducing itself. And what's the result of that? Well, what do? Babies humanize us. Babies teach us how to take care of something smaller and weaker than we are. And in a very important way, the fact that so many people in society don't make that sacrifice anymore, don't have that experience anymore, is coarsening us, I think.
Yeah, I would agree. And that, I think also the reality and the horror, it, similar to what, you know, this is the week that we remember the Holocaust, the 80th year anniversary. And in much the same way as many people, it's hard for them to reconcile the amount of murder that took place in the Holocaust. 6 million Jews targeted to a particular ethnic group. But, you know, it's that hard, cold heart that makes way for this. And it's sad, and for some people, they're in denial. They don't want to accept that they've participated. Oh, in our case, 63 million plus babies that have been aborted.
Yes, that's true too, and that's had a coarsening effect on America, no doubt about it. And when you have people going around saying that abortion should be legal up until the moment of birth, take a second to understand how cold-blooded that is.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Mary Aberstadt after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Mary Aberstadt, author of Adam and Eve After the Pill Revisited. Mary, you know, when I pause to consider where we are right now in our society, it almost seems that the pill was, in a metaphorical manner, kind of our own Tower of Babel.
where we just said, God, we don't want it your way. We're going to do it our way. And having the power and the creative gift that God has given us, we set out to intervene in the space that God holds so dearly, which is creation. And man decided to invade that sacred area. And for that, we're paying a huge price, are we not?
I think we are. If we look at the polls on human happiness these days, that doesn't look good. If we look at, again, loneliness. And I think you're right. The word creation is essential here. Mm. Because since the 1960s, I think what we're seeing is a war over the idea of who controls it, right? That was the meaning of the birth control pill. But it isn't only at the beginning of life that we see this. We see this when it comes to abortion, where men and women are saying, no, I control whether this baby is born. We see it at the end of life with euthanasia, which continues to come up in every advanced country and continues to be liberalized in every advanced country. And now we see it with transgenderism, too, where essentially what's being said is, no, I decide whether I am created male or female or other. Mm-hmm. So we are seeing, I think, this deep rebellion that has been building since the embrace of the birth control pill, and that now has come to include all of these other areas where people repudiate the idea that God is in charge.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like God wasn't real clear about this. There's a story in the Bible where there was a brother who interfered with the birthing process. And God was real clear in condemning that as evil, wasn't he? Or didn't he?
That's my understanding. I'm not a theologian. Mm-hmm. But my point in drawing attention to this war over creation is that walking away from the Bible, walking away from organized religion and the family that is called holy by organized religion, none of this is making people happy.
Yes.
And that's what I think is important to understand. It's not as if they've traded up. They haven't. And in the kind of misery that we are seeing in individuals, say in the rise of psychiatric problems, especially among the young, I think what we're seeing there, Bill, is evidence that the teachings of the church are being vindicated, and they're being vindicated in this very surprising way that living without these teachings is making people miserable.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're defying gravity, so to speak. I mean, there's a clear law here that we're defying. It may be, in some cases, some have argued to try to make it seem nuanced, but it's clear. God in His Word is very clear about what should happen. And so through experience and God's long suffering, we're in your case, what you're seeing here is a lack of joy and companionship in that. But even at a higher level, it is an expression of freedom and liberty, which I believe is why Jesus came to set the captives free. We don't even realize how enslaved we are by our thoughts and the breakdown of morality within our culture and what we're doing to the next generation. Because when God speaks, it's not just about us, but it's about the legacy. It's about the generations to come as well, right?
Yes, indeed. And that is why I write this stuff, Bill. I mean, everybody knows these are controversial issues.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to draw attention to is the suffering that is being caused by living without family, by living without church, by living without any idea that there might be a place for you in the cosmos in some grand design. You know, pretty soon there won't be anyone alive who remembers life before the sexual revolution. And so it's all the more important, I think, to put out the information about how it has changed society for the worse.
Hmm. Yeah, I've kind of looked at it as God's established infrastructure. He set things in motion, set up boundaries for us to respect. And when we do respect and honor said boundaries, as he told Cain, it will go well for you. You know, you make the right choices, you get the right results. And I said earlier, you know, we are defying gravity And by experience, we're realizing, doggone it, gravity does exist. And maybe, Mary, we can hope, and your book will help to this end, will help people realize that God is also there to hear our prayer of asking for forgiveness, admitting that we have sinned and we have violated His institutions, His said structure to provide those righteous results and the righteous fruit. And He says clearly in His word, we're reminded that when we come to Him and confess our sins, He will hear from heaven. He will forgive us our sins and He will heal our land. I mean, this is what's before us, is a loving God whose heart, thank God, does not wax cold. It is still warm towards His creation, just waiting for us to see our evil ways and to turn from them.
Yes, and what's so amazing, Bill, is that the secular culture does not offer any of that. It does not believe in redemption.
Exactly.
If you transgress, you are cast out. It's so much more a cold and crabbed and narrow way of living. And I really think that at this moment, the truths that the church has to offer can shine all the more because they're being purveyed to people who have never seen anything as beautiful as the church's understanding of what men and women are and what they are for and that we are made in the image of God. This is now a foreign language to more and more young people, and yet it would ennoble them if they were to listen to it and embrace it. And I find that very hopeful because I think there's great need right now for
the
kind of truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would replace their despair with joy, because their despair is leading them to higher levels of suicide like never before. And for parents who are left behind, it is so heartbreaking. But again, how much more of the reality of our choices do we have to live and not go and seek God, who is a redeeming God?
Well, it is my hope that having the facts out there will help Christians especially to make their case to people who don't ordinarily listen. Because, again, the church is being vindicated here in a way that is not well understood and really needs to be.
Well, doesn't the church itself need to raise the banner a bit itself and to say, look at, not so much that we told you so, but to be the ones who are out there, putting this message and encouraging the body to speak in one voice to say, look at, this is what's happened. This is what happens. But also the other side of what happens is that God will forgive and redeem.
Yes, and that's why it's sad to see that there are voices here and there that would like the church to stop being the church, that would like the church to accommodate to the sexual revolution and change its teachings of 2,000 years about marriage and sex and family. So that this is happening just as the church is being vindicated is a great irony. And
yes, isn't it?
I love that you said with one voice. The church needs to speak with one voice. At this moment when new light is being shined on these ancient truths.
After all, who's the chief executive officer of the church? Still the same today, yesterday, and forever. Okay? Jesus himself established the church. May we align with his heart and his purpose, especially as the time draws nigh. Mary Eberstadt, the author of Adam and Eve After the Pill Revisited, has been our guest. 20 seconds left, Mary. Bottom line takeaway.
If we did to animals what we have done to ourselves as a species, there would be outcry. If we separated them from their families and treated them as if they didn't need each other. And we can see this with elephants. We can see it with gorillas. We need to be able to see it with human beings.
Amen. Mary Aberstadt, thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA News Update. A Delaware judge delayed the start of a trial on a voting machine company's defamation claims against Fox News. The announcement was made as the network is looking for a possible way to settle the case. Superior Court Judge Eric Davis said last night he was delaying the start of the trial by one day, moving it to tomorrow. He didn't explain the reasons for the move. Congress returns to Washington this week with one item on the agenda, the infamous debt ceiling.
Financial experts are warning that the federal government could face an historic default that would crash the economy this summer if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling. The most conservative House Republicans keep insisting that they won't vote to raise the debt ceiling without deep spending cuts. President Biden has insisted on a so-called clean bill that would only raise the $31.4 trillion debt ceiling without addressing any spending issues. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'll tell you, this next interview comes with a bit of a warning. This true story can really upset you on so many levels, because we're going to be talking about a business that originated out of Canada, but that the tentacles and the format and pattern in which it ran into problems, you can see how it has affected even what's happening here in our country today. Gordon Knight is going to be joining us. He's the author of Deep Six Diaries. It tells the true story of one little guy trying to defend himself, his business, and his elderly father from bullying bureaucrats and government criminality. You may be surprised to discover who decides which products can be sold in the United States. And Gordon Knight has details. Gordon Knight, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Wow. What a story, Gordon. That you have been fighting, you know, on behalf of your family, your father especially. Break it down. Tell our audience about this, because the Deep Six Diaries, in a sense, I mean, it is a journal of your journey that your father and you and others have endured. It's a David versus Goliath, you know, kind of campaign.
It is, and it has been for 11 years now, Bill. It's been dragging on for quite a while. Some of the backstory to the whole thing is that my family ran a small business, a very small business, Bill. Most of the time, I am the company. We've been doing this for about 50 years, drafting electrical guidebooks for the Canadian market. So the sort of thing you'd buy at a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something. Just explaining how to wire your basement or your bathroom in compliance with electrical law. And back about 11 years ago, the civil service in Canada decided that they wanted to own the law itself privately. So legislation, they wanted to be private property, and they would be the owners of it because they write the law. And they were looking for a vehicle to take this to court and arrange a ruling to that effect. And I and my company and my father happened to be the targets they would use to get that ruling. So in 2012, they launched a lawsuit against us, arguing that because our books refer to the rule of law without paying them a royalty, therefore we're breach of copyright and should be, you know, smoked. Now, this did go to trial, Bill, and what people forget about, you know, when we think about courts being good, bad, or clean or dirty, we often think of the judges, don't we? Who's the judge in the court? Behind the judge, there's an army of civil servants that actually do the mechanics of the court. And the civil service directly controls that in Canada through what's called the Court Administration Service. So they can choose the judge they want for the case. And in my case, the person they chose to be the judge between myself and the civil service agency that was suing me was an employee of that civil service agency. So, you know, we know which way that's going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how Canada got privately owned legislation. That's how it started, Bill. And that's what began this 11-year odyssey of governments trying to wipe us out.
Well, the thing that's hard for, I think, for our audience to get their brain around is the idea that a bureaucracy can own the law, like as if it's property.
Well, that's exactly it. And under the court rulings they've secured, that's exactly what it is, Bill. It's a commodity. So laws can be bought and sold between countries. You could have, I don't know, the country of Russia, for example, could own domestic laws in another country. And then if they own those laws, they have the right to decide whether you can use the law. So for your listeners to think about, consider the car that you own or the house that you own or the condo or whatever. You have the right as the owner of that to decide who gets to use your car, who goes to ride in your car. If you're going to set it up as an Uber or a taxi or something, you can charge people for it because it's your property. It's the same thing with laws. That is, the civil servants now in Canada are issuing invoices to the Treasury for government enforcement of their privately owned laws. They can decide who the law is going to be enforced against. So they can exempt themselves from the law while enforcing it on everybody they don't like very much. So it's really turning the whole idea of democratic government with regard to legislation right on its head. It's obviously everything going back to the Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm. Talk about, I mean, here in America, we're still trying to get our brains around the idea of a deep state, and more we see this. But this is more overt, but in a sense, it is a hidden layer of government, isn't it? Okay. I say hidden, but it's not. I mean, based on your story, it's right there in your face. So, I mean, you know, so excuse my raw terms here. Go ahead.
No, I think you're justified in using them, Bill. The fact, when you think of, in the last few years, you saw a lot of conservative of some profile being targeted by the deep state in the U.S. So, people like Donald Trump most recently, right? Roger Stone and so forth. We've seen them. But the fact is that the civil servants that are doing this are constrained in attacking someone like Donald Trump because everybody sees it happen. It's sunlight on what they're doing. But when they're attacking the little guy, we don't have profile and nobody notices it. And so they can be much more overt, much more raw, as you say, in hitting the little guy because they know nobody's going to notice it. And Bill, for every big profile conservative that's being targeted by the deep state, there are thousands of Americans that are being targeted every day in the same way. And you just never hear about them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made Deep Six Diaries such a danger, frankly, a liability to the civil service in this country. And by the way, in your intro, you mentioned that book. Bill, because it's been a liability, Deep Six Diaries has actually been banned in the United States. You can't get it in this country.
Really?
That's right. They went after it as soon as it came out because it's... I mean, I'm biased because I wrote the thing, but it is evidence-based, right? There's lots of quotations, direct evidence in there. If you're going to make a statement, you got to back it. And the companion website, deepsixdiaries.com, we put on that website, Bill, 82,000 original source documents, all searchable on that website. So when people read something in the book that seemed a little like, wow, this can't really be true, they can look up the document referred to online and see it in its original context and decide for themselves. And that kind of evidence is a huge danger to the civil servants that are profiting from all this stuff, so they had to shut it down.
Yeah.
So they went after us against with Amazon. They advised Amazon when we were selling the book that the book was a counterfeit book.
Yeah.
And on that basis, it should be pulled. But Bill, my name is on the cover of the book. It's not a counterfeit.
Right.
But, you know, when the allegation comes from the government of a G7 country, I mean, Amazon takes it seriously. I don't fault them for that. So we tried selling it on our own website. And so the government changed their allegation. They then went after the banks and told them that my company was guilty of money laundering. Now, we do nothing of the sort, but
right.
That was, the allegation was enough to kill off any ability for us to take credit cards to sell books. So it shut down our ability to sell the book to distributors, to anything. We're shut down. That's how you can ban a book in this country without officially issuing a ban.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that, as you were explaining to us, that another country all outside of Canada can control a particular law, and I would ask you, is this happening in America as well? Is that that particular laws that that we think belong to our country are being magistrated in a sense by an outside entity?
The answer is yes, and it's getting worse. Let's deal with the yes part first. Most of these sort of lower tier laws, and I mean lower tier, like regulations about things, like electrical law, as I mentioned earlier,
right.
These kinds of laws are usually drafted by interested parties, and they're lobbied for. The text of them are lobbied for in Congress. Those laws, a lot of them are already considered private property in the United States. So we've had a court case in Texas, a federal court in Texas, Austin, back in January, I believe, where they upheld privately owned laws in the United States for the first time. Now, it's just a toehold, Bill, but it, once we get that, it starts to expand. I happen to know that just last week in Congress, the National Fire Protection Agency was lobbying congressmen in the Judicial Committee to make laws privately owned down here. What they're doing, though, is looking up at what CSA has done in Canada with private law and seeing that this is a massive cash cow. I mean, it brings in hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yes.
And they're seeing if they could only get that in the U.S., they not only would have a massive income stream of billions of dollars, but they'd be able to control who the law applies to. So it sort of bypasses all congressional authority and puts the power directly in the hands of the civil service. So, yes, it is here already, and it's getting worse.
I'll let our audience ponder that as we go to break. We've got more from Gordon Knight and his true story. Stay with us.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Okay, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and our conversation with the author of Deep Six Diaries continues. Gordon Knight is telling a history story of one little guy trying to defend himself, his business, and his elderly father from bullying bureaucrats and government criminality. Yes, I mean, you hear his story and you go, and you start to connect some dots, Gordon, and see that this is happening here in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. The Constitution has been upended. It's no longer relevant. What's driving our political process and our alleged democracy is the greed of bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats who in time have been able to secure an infrastructure that is producing the kind of systematic results that they have had in mind all along, and to protect their own interests.
Absolutely. And it is that protect their own interest thing that is becoming so dangerous, because we've seen over the last few decades that they have managed to, through bureaucratic encroachment, take over the frameworks, that is the structures of correction within government. We used to have all kinds of watchdogs in government to look out for abuses that could be corrected. But just to use the DOJ as an obvious example, when you control those watchdogs, you can decide whether or not to enforce law on a civil servant. And so it's the civil servant is the watchdog as well. You have the fox guarding a hen house.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nothing gets corrected then.
Right. And so for you, your Canadian business, now you were telling me off air that you are applying for political asylum. And you now live in Texas, yeah. The Canadian government is doing everything they can to absolutely just
take you out totally. You say about 5% of your business is all that remains.
And that's probably about accurate. And, you know, Bill, once I started to try to defend myself against them, that's when they got really excited. If you think about the paradigm like a schoolyard bully picking on little kids to get their lunch money, the one kid who tries to say no and defend himself, the bully has to destroy that one child because all the other kids are watching to see if the bully really has power. So to collect from all the other kids, the bully has to destroy the one that's defending himself. That was me. Mm-hmm. So the moment I started defending myself, they went nuclear on this.
Yes.
They started taking me to court on criminal matters. I've been convicted of the crime of obeying the law, if you please.
Mm-hmm.
They've issued a life sentence in prison for me in Canada. There's a warrant for my arrest right now. So, yes, I fled the country 2 years ago with a carry-on bag, Bill. I'm an actual, literal refugee from a G7 country. It's surreal, but here we are.
Well, to hear your analysis of the bullying metaphor, I see this in the same way that's happening to Donald Trump.
Yes. Yes, when laws don't matter anymore, it's really, you know that old adage, might makes right.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
Kind of where we've landed here. The law is no longer objective and impartial. Law is now a club to beat people with. And who you don't like, if you got the power, you can get away with it, and you can declare whatever you want to do to be legal. And somebody in the civil service will back you in that and say, yes, we affirm that that action is legal. So if laws have no objective meaning anymore, we are effectively in a post-legal society.
Yeah, we really
are. That is incredibly dangerous stuff.
Yeah. Well, we've been warned that there would be an increase in lawlessness, and we're seeing this in the streets of America today. Yeah. And unfortunately, whether there's mayors of cities or governors, they're acquiescing to the lawlessness that's taking place. And this is just a mere preview of things yet to come. And the other side, it doesn't look bright and rosy. It only gets worse and more pernicious, no doubt about it. In your book, The Deep Six Diaries, you talk about phone books. Tell our audience about this.
One of the big defenses the civil service uses in Canada and in the United States is that they're not actually part of government. And yes, you heard that correctly. Civil service declares that the civil service of the country is not a government entity. They do this by registering as private enterprises. So in my case, the civil service agency that opposes me is what's called CSA Group, the acronym CSA. They are a crown agency. That is a government agency in Canada. They're funded by the government. They've got access to the treasury. They're unionized by a public sector in public sector union, etc. And we were able to uncover all the evidences of their government status. It's kind of like, Bill, it's kind of like proving that NASA is part of government. It's not really hard to do. One of the areas that we were able to look up was phone books. Back a few decades ago, when we had phone books everywhere, CSA, my opponent, was listed in the phone books of every phone book that carried them as a government agency, unambiguously government.
Mm-hmm.
And it demonstrated their addresses are in government buildings inside government departments. I mean, it's like proving that the Department of Transport is part of government. And yet, they maintain they're a private company. And that's, by the way, Bill, that's how they're operating inside the United States. This Canadian government agency in the U.S. claims to be private before the IRS and the United States Department of State. And they're making a fortune in this country by running the whole product importations and certification side for the U.S. government. But they're doing it on the basis that they are a private company. It's an amazing thing.
Wow.
This is how they're brazen allegation, you know, and they can get away with it.
Well, this is amazing. I mean, this is quite the scam that they've been able. I mean, they, on one hand, are relying on government support, taxpayers' money, and like we've never heard that happening here in the United States, where you have these entities that are supported by the taxpayers, but yet support one party over another.
Well, it's becoming fairly prevalent, though, isn't it? You know, in the case of CSA, they really can't lose. And this is the challenge for ordinary folks that are being targeted like myself, that you actually can't defend yourself financially because they have access to the treasury and you don't.
Yes,
and you're
exactly.
Paying taxes. So you're effectively subsidizing your own destruction. Mm-hmm. Likewise, if laws don't really matter and your adversary is the arbiter of what is and is not illegal, it really is a question of time before you get snuffed out.
Yeah, it's a legalized form of a siege work, isn't it?
Essentially, yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, they get away with it because they're also the prosecutor's office. So it's like you and I are discussing Zimbabwe or something, Bill. Yeah. But it's happening inside the United States right now. And the worry, you know, when I have discussions with political figures on this subject, and I've had them recently about the private law initiatives in D.C., usually the political staffs quite genuinely have no idea what the civil service is pushing, because it's Orwellian in how it's phrased. The current private law initiative that the governments are pushing for is phrased as an enhanced protection of access, public access to the law. But that's exactly the opposite of what
I was going to say. That's exactly. Yeah. Yes.
The whole point of copyright is to restrict public access in payment for fees and things. So it's Orwellian. So when these poor congressmen get these, you know, 900-page reports demanding something, they're looking at the heading, they're looking at the first, you know, page of executive summary and deciding based on that because they just haven't got the time or the staff hours to look into it in detail. This is how lobbying essentially drives D.C. It's how K Street, the lobbying street, mm-hmm. is able to control government. When we look at private law initiatives and the consequences from that, it really is kind of taking that whole lobbyist control of government thing and putting it on steroids.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. Yeah, and it's they become a an instituted protected class, aren't they?
Effectively, yeah. Well, they're above the law, mm-hmm. and they can decide whether they're going to prosecute to themselves. And I think we know which way they're going to vote on that. Yeah. So there really isn't a way to correct them minus a major groundswell of popular. I was going to say angst. That's not quite strong enough. We need a popular anger out there. Mm-hmm. To reassert who is actually in charge of the country, and it ought to be the people, and it just isn't right now.
No, and you're exactly right, Gordon, because that's the thing. You know, there's calls for a revolution, you know, and of course people are really going, well, we don't want guns and bullets. Well, when a revolution takes place, it has its own inertia. God only knows how that will be. That will be pronounced and executed, but no doubt what is becoming quite obvious is that we the people are no longer in charge, and the Constitution has been thrown into the trash heap of history.
Agreed. And if you think back to moments ago, we talked about a schoolyard bully analogy. The fact mm-hmm. is, the bully is already attacking you. All right,
yes.
You're in this position because you're under attack. A revolution is underway. It is violent. We've got gulags in D.C. at this point. I mean, it is already, all the little checkboxes of revolution are already there. So the only question now is whether you're going to hand over your lunch money or defend yourself to your best of your ability. How you defend, how that rolls out, I agree with you. It's not clear at this point if we're looking at another, you know, civil war on the one extreme or if we mm-hmm. change government in a peaceful fashion. I would just respectfully caution your listeners, Bill, that when we look through the last 150 years of history, when we see a Western government that has become institutionally corrupted, it actually hasn't been corrected without some kind of a genuine insurrection. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that yet. It's not impossible that it couldn't happen, but it's not like on the radar. That's the worry.
And maybe that's why the institution freaked out so much over January the 6th, Gordon.
I think so. Well, it also demonstrated very like relatedly for everyone the numbers involved, the ratio between the ordinary people that believe in democracy and the rule of law and this small elite in the sort of white-colored ivory palace over there, the ratio, I think, was worrying. The bottom line is they have to keep all the rest of us in a sort of perpetual fear of, you know, health concerns over COVID or what have you. They have to prevent us from meeting together so that we don't get psychologically the realization
exactly.
that we are a majority.
Well, Gordon, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for the time and for fighting the good fight on behalf of people all over the world.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination.